The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, well, Stacy wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset that her long-distance boyfriend said he misses their dogs more than he misses her.
Oh, wait.
Yikes.
Wait, what?
Yikes.
Wait.
But hold on. She might be out. She might be overreacting for one reason.
But wait, there's more. I'm listening. I got to hear it.
She said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for being upset? My boyfriend said he missed our dogs more than he misses me.
Bruh.
My boyfriend and I are long distance. I'm here and he's in Canada. He's been having passport issues for the past year. So I've had to go there to visit him, and he hasn't seen our dogs.
Aww.
He only sees them on FaceTime, which we do every single day.
Sure, right. You got to talk to your boo.
But the other day, we were FaceTiming, and he said, no offense, but I really miss the dogs. I've seen you, but I really just miss them more.
Aww.
I was wondering if you could drive up to Canada this summer and see me with the dogs. Dang. I'm happy to do that, but I'm more hurt that he said he misses the dogs more than me.
I mean.
Just like when you fall in love with somebody and you fall in love with their kid more. And then you like are apart and you're like, I don't mean this the wrong way, but I miss your kids.
I miss the kids.
It's like Jerry Maguire. I miss your kid more than I miss you.
That's literally what he said. It's like, no. I love you, but I miss them.
And he's saying, I've seen you in person. You come to visit me, but I haven't seen the dogs in person. But like, come on.
Dogs are a big part of people's lives.
Huge.
Huge, clearly. You know, you miss them more than you miss your actual person. Oof.
The only reason I said she might be a jerk for this is because she's seen him and the dogs haven't. The dogs haven't had their moment.
Oh my gosh. See, and that's where I go, nah, not the jerk. Because at the same time, dogs are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're a pet. They're an animal. As long as they're.
And a 15-year life expectancy, you're going to have multiple in your life.
Yeah. Chance,
which is a morbid thing to say, but it's a fact.
What if they're older dogs? Oh, maybe that's what he's part of what he's feeling going, I'm running out of time to be with my babies.
All I hear is I like the dogs more than you. That's what I heard.
A little bit, but at the same time, I'm going, man, they're animals. And that's a little bit of a jerk move to go ahead and tell your partner, somebody you don't, you're also spending extended amount of time from. I don't care how often you do or don't get to see them. You're still spending time away from them. Mm-hmm. They are the person that's having a conversation with you. They're the person that is like your opposite, right? Your equal, if you will. They're who you chose to be with, whether those dogs were there or not. Unless you only chose to be with them because of the dogs.
Right.
Because he is giving a little too much attention to not an inanimate object. Obviously, dogs are alive and well.
Part of your family.
Part of your family, but we give them too much status a lot of the times. They are pets at the end of the day. They are not looking at you and going, why aren't you here? Your partner's the one looking at you going, man, I miss you so much.
Yeah.
And you went, yeah, but the dogs. No, that's cute. But the dogs.
That would make me mad.
It would upset you a little bit.
Like, really?
Like,
the dogs?
I'm the one here talking. We're the one in a relationship.
It's the two of us and then the dogs.
It's me, you, then the dogs.
But
you're going, you, dogs,
the dogs,
then me.
She's the third wheel with the dogs.
Right? Like, come on, bro. I'd be a little salty about that. I'd go, okay, well then let the dogs FaceTime you every day. With their thumbs. Let them dial your number because they know how to call.
Is Stacy the jerk for being upset her boyfriend said he missed the dogs more than he misses her? They're in a long-distance relationship. He's stuck in Canada with passport issues. And when they were FaceTiming, he said, no offense, I just miss the dogs more because I haven't seen them. Can you bring them up this summer?
Bruh, that's tough. That is tough because you don't want to say, this is being a little petty to say you're upset.
Yeah.
But is the pettiness justified? Being petitious in this sense, to me, a little bit is.
I know people that love their dogs way more than their partners, though. I'm just saying.
I mean, and people see each other
daily. Usually don't say it out loud, though, like this guy.
He said it with his chest.
414-533-1037. Is Stacey a jerk for being mad at her boyfriend that he said he missed the dogs more than her?
What do you say? What do you think, for real? I mean, straight up.
I'm trying to say, like, I get it because he hasn't seen the dogs and he's seen you. Don't take it so personally. But if I was her, I would totally take it personally and be mad. So I already know myself. If a dude said that to me, I'd be like, you know what? Screw that guy.
And them dogs.
We're done.
Take the dogs. Come get them.
No, I would keep the dogs and be pretentious. Let him tell me he misses my dogs more than me.
That's what I'm saying,
see,
bro.
So I get it. That's what I'm saying. Like, both would set me
but
off.
But people love their pets so much.
I know.
So much.
I know. Okay, we'll talk to... We'll take your calls next. Get ready and text.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, everybody getting stuck on the passport issues, let it go. This is the text we're getting. What do you mean he has passport issues? Why? What's the passport issue?
That ain't the problem.
That's their problem, not ours.
Exactly. That's a different jerk, different day.
Come on. But there was a side note about it, but I'm not... Who cares? It's not important about the story.
It really isn't.
It's irrelevant. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's having passport issues and he can't travel into America. We were talking about Stacy, who wants to know if she's the jerk for being upset with her boyfriend after he said he missed the dogs more than her, because she can go visit him, but... He hasn't seen the dogs.
They've seen each other. The dogs haven't seen him.
Only on FaceTime. Now she's upset. He said he missed the dogs more than her. Amber's in Hartford. We're going to start with her this morning. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
Okay, she wants to know if she's the jerk, Stacy, for being upset that her dude said he missed the dogs more than her.
Carla, how you feel? Tell us. What do you think?
Yeah, I think she's, you know, being a jerk just because he's not saying he doesn't miss her. He's just saying... Hey, I really miss the dogs. I haven't seen them. And if that's an extension, like, my other question is, are they her dogs or were they their dogs together they had to separate?
Had to have been theirs. That's like, what I thought.
That's what I think, too, if they're, there's some different countries.
You know, I can feel it. Like, you miss your fur babies. You know, that's kind of a jerk move. He's not saying he doesn't miss her. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I haven't seen my fur babies and I... really would like you to bring them to
see,
me.
See, told you people be feeling their dogs like that, man.
And you know what, Amber?
Sometimes your dogs are your kids.
I hear it.
Whatever.
He should have said it differently. No, they are.
I said what I said.
I know, and she's standing on business, too. We ain't mad at you, Amber.
He should have said it all differently. He should have been like, I miss all of you.
Yeah.
And them, too.
I agree.
I miss them more. What the hell is that?
But he said what he said what he said, and so did Amber. Amber starts it off, says, yeah, she's the jerk for that.
All right. Thank you, Amber. Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Another Amber's calling today in Milwaukee. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, Amber.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Amber gone.
That's not Amber on 4?
No, Amber dropped.
So that's Brittany on 4? That's Amber on 4.
Are we sure?
Hello, Kiss. Is this Amber or Brittany?
Brittany.
Oh, I had Amber. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany is on 4.
Morning, Brittany.
I can't read my own good chicken morning. Scratch.
Good thing we both keep track, dog.
I have them on 4 and 6, and I still had them backwards. Okay. Brittany, which way are we going today for Stacy? Is she the jerk for being upset that he said he missed the dogs more than her?
I'm going to say yes. I agree with Amber. I mean...
You would.
Like you guys said, dogs live, I mean, not as long as humans, but they live a long time. They can live up to like 20 plus years.
Sure, yeah.
That's a long time. And you have a child for 7 years. And I mean, God forbid, if they pass away, you're just as upset when you had them both 7 years.
That is true, though. Mm. Yeah, it really doesn't matter how long. I hear what you're saying.
Not only that, dogs don't lie. You bond with them without words. You can't fake that.
And they must be bonded. They got to be bonded for him to be feeling it this deeply. He misses them puppers.
Somebody said, why is she jealous of dogs? That's weird.
Not at all disregarding, like, he said he does miss her. Again, his wording was probably not the best.
True.
But... I don't know. Animals, they do know when you're gone. My dog will hear my voice over the phone, and he gets excited. Or if I don't see him for even a day, I mean, he will vocally cry.
Mm-hmm.
You see videos of soldiers coming home and their dogs losing their mind.
That is, she took it to a soldier.
No, We're talking about a guy that in Canada with no passport.
But the same time frame applies. Say they're deployed or for whatever reason he hasn't seen the dogs.
The dog doesn't know.
Dog has no clue what he's doing.
Yeah.
Dog just misses him. Yeah. Dang it, I ain't want to agree with you like this. Come on, Brittany. Why do you have to bring up so many good points?
Listen, people underestimate the soul and spirit of animals.
That's actually
this
true.
This is very true, very true.
I do agree with that. Mm. I do agree with that. They know exactly what's happening. And I was dog sitting this weekend. I'll leave you with this. You know how they know? Because I went into the bathroom and you know, you get your phone out and you forget you're on your phone.
Yep.
Dude, one of those dogs, Piper, came right up to me and hit the phone out of my hand with the paw, like, get off!
Hey, I need your attention right now.
Listen to me. Yeah, exactly.
That dog knew I was on the phone, and that dog was not having it, dude.
Like, dog said, pay attention to me.
Pawed it right out of my hand. I'm not even kidding. Dogs are so smart.
They know.
Yeah.
Dogs know.
She's got to see him. The dogs even probably miss him.
Sure. Yeah, and the dogs don't get to vocalize it like we can.
Yeah.
I'm going to say solid jerk.
Oh, solid jerk. Standing on it.
Sorry, it's not solid when she started.
Don't apologize for saying what you said, Brittany. Good for you. We appreciate your call, Brittany.
Somebody's got to have a voice for the animals.
True. This ain't the movie Up. They didn't discover the voice box yet.
Brittany started this with, well, I think too. Yeah, jerk.
Definitely.
Solid.
So whole solid.
How we talk ourselves to where we want to be. I'm with you. Thanks for calling up, Brittany. We appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Okay. So let's just finish it. Jerk.
Jerk.
She's a jerk for being mad that he said he missed the dogs more than her.
Honestly,
oh, no.
The per capita, even in the text, is saying jerk. jerk for being mad. Bring that man his dogs.
People are going off for sure in the text. What else? Let me see if I can read some more. Somebody said, miss me with the fur baby stuff. LOL. Okay.
Finally, somebody said, not the jerk.
Somebody said, girl, relax. Taking this way too seriously. Don't be petty Betty and bring the dang girls or bring the dang dogs to yo man. Jerk. Somebody said, she's the jerk and here's my explanation. Even though dogs are dogs, a dog is a man's best friend and pets are a big thing in a person's life. Pets are easier to connect with than people. And if a person leaves someone's life, that person still has their pet to keep them company. Listen, it's only easier to connect because we don't have to communicate with them.
Yeah.
Humans have issues because we have to communicate.
Yep.
When you can talk to a dog and they can't say, of course it's easier to connect with a dog that can't talk back to
man's best friend because you ain't got to say nothing to him. And they definitely don't talk back.
No, that's why. Keep it real. We're going to be honest.
If we're going to keep it a buck, let's keep it a buck.
It's
man.
Easier to connect with dogs because they don't talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have your own points of view.
They just always wag their tail.
What, are you going to have an argument and work it out with a dog? No, you win every time.
But we got this worked out today. Yeah. Jerk.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.